It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In 2016, streaming services became the primary way Americans listen to music. But Bloomington Normal still has three independent record stores where physical music, mostly vinyl, makes up nearly all of their sales. Indeed, record stores in the Twin Cities have bucked the current rising in popularity from a low point about 15 years ago. GLT's John Norton digs into three entrepreneurs who sell analog in a digital space.
John Anderson remembers he was 13 years old when he first walked into Mother Murphy's and then Downtown Normal in the 1980s.
I mean, it was like this scary, kind of heady experience. There's incense and there's records and there's loud music and naked ladies and posters and just like, you know, it was a very visceral experience and I'll never forget that.
It was a long 21 steps up that narrow stairwell of the iconic store that's been on North Street since the late 1960s. When Anderson and others reached the top step back in the day, it was often owner Mike Williams who offered a greeting. He still does.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Man, that's a long walk up those stairs.
I've been doing it for nearly 40 years. Keeps me young.
Though Mother Murphy's still sells a few albums, the store's focus has changed in recent years.
A head shop, a hippie shop, a gift store, sure. Skateboard shop with Shockwaves, yeah, sure.
And even some albums still.
Yes, we do still have some records.
And he remembers when John Anderson was a music-obsessed teenager.
Oh, I'd see him several times a week, you know, and he would always be going through the bins and grabbing up the records that he most wanted. But, yeah, he was definitely one of my best customers.
John Anderson still buys stacks of vinyl, but now he resells them as the owner of Reverberation Vinyl on Main Street across from Illinois Wesleyan in Bloomington. It's the newest of the Twin Cities' three record stores. He opened shop in March of 2011. That was 7 years after the birth of North Street Records and Waiting Room Records on North Street and Uptown. Anderson says the idea to start his own record store had been simmering since the late 1990s. That's when friends were reminding him of his immense record collection and his encyclopedic knowledge of music.
At the time, they're kind of like, man, you should just open a shop. Like, I was just all about records all the time, and you know, I was constantly buying and piling up stuff, and so it didn't take much of a push to kind of think like, okay, well, yeah, I could do this.
Anderson's store sells 100% vinyl, about 65% used. But it's his new music inventory that gets his mojo working and where his business philosophy becomes unorthodox. Anderson loves and thinks you should love psychedelic and underground rock.
I very clearly chose to be that kind of store when I opened up, where it's I want to bring people along to what I think is good. Like a store should be a tastemaker on some level, where you're trying to bring people along, get them into new things, rather than just feeding people what they want.
He also thinks you should like free jazz, folk, and international music. He'll tell you it's music you need.
If you want the Beatles, go look in the B section. If you want to find out what kind of store this is and what I think you should have, go look at the stuff on the wall, look at the stuff on the racks. Music that I like, that I love, I think other people should love, that I'm passionate about. And that's what I want to sell people.
It's not what they teach in business school, but you seem to be getting away with it.
Yet here I am.
Mike Williams of Mother Murphy's also has a deep history with North Street Records owner Jeff Wilson. It began in 1985 when Mother Murphy's was more of a head shop with just a few crates of records. Wilson was perusing the record bins on a day an employee quit.
You know, they started giving me a quiz once I got hired there. They gave me a quiz on music, and I answered them all, and then I started asking them questions, and I was like, okay, you're hired.
He was my buyer.
That's Mike Williams.
We started out as strictly used, and then we worked our way into some niche categories, you know, the punk rock and different categories that some of the other record chain stores might not handle, all that kind of smaller label things.
At the time, Wilson was deep into 60s garage rock and their 80s imitators.
So I started carrying some of those records. You know, it's like one of those things where I really wanted to push these records onto people because I thought they were so great. I was like, well, you guys really need to hear this. Check this out. And created a big fan base, and a lot of people used to come in there just to buy brand new releases on certain labels.
Wilson worked at Mother Murphy's for nearly two decades and thought he might eventually even buy the store. But Mike Williams understandably didn't want to sell what Wilson still calls a gold mine, so he opened his own nearby storefront in 2004.
And I really wanted to call it Kick Out the Jams, like the MC5, or I wanted to call it Let It Rock after Chuck Berry. My business partners and I voted, and we thought North Street Records was the obvious thing.
All right. You know, I don't know. I know I don't spend a lot of money here, but you guys have no idea how much joy I get buying these old records for a dollar.
That's awesome.
I love it.
It's Saturday morning in early February at North Street Records. That man is buying a stack of albums he probably grew up listening to. The 60s and 70s classic rock the store is known for. Nearly 80% of North Street sales is vinyl.
Four, nine, 12 bucks.
And if you want to know about those bands, John Anderson of Reverberation Vinyl says Jeff Wilson is your guy.
I mean, listen, I loved the Beatles when I was a kid, and like we happened to have one of the biggest Beatle experts in the country living in this town. Like Jeff Wilson knows more about the Beatles than maybe more than, you know, 10 other people in the country know what he knows. Like the guy is a font of knowledge when it comes to that stuff.
Man, I'm just a fanatic. It makes me appear like an expert, but you know, I know some guys out there that are a little bit heavier in it to me, but I'm more into collecting the vinyl, collecting in foreign pressings and just bizarre versions of songs, outtakes and bootlegs and anything that's kind of weird or different. I like to get those.
The third independent record store in town is one storefront east of North Street Records. Jared Alcorn opened Waiting Room Records barely a few weeks before Wilson opened in 2004. Alcorn's bread and butter? New music, especially indie rock.
Punk does really good, metal doing a lot better, but it also depends on the year because it's a college town, things always change. A couple years ago we did really, really good with jazz, and we also do really well with experimental and industrial music.
And not surprisingly, in this tight-knit record community, Alcorn also has a history with Mother Murphy's. It's when Jeff Wilson ran the record side.
I grew up shopping at Mother Murphy's when I was a punk rock teenager, and Jeff helped put a bunch of great bands in my mind and in my hands. And, you know, he was always very helpful to us as kids.
Alcorn even worked for Wilson one summer.
I spent a lot of time that summer to kind of tidying up the store and pulling out old stock, you know, finding stuff that was in the store that was like hidden gems. And I was like, hey, you know, here's a bunch of stuff. And I would try to work as close as I could with Jeff to help get some of that cool stuff out on the floor. And I think as a team, we did pretty good.
That summer was between stints working for Deadpan Alley Records, located at what was then the corner of North and Buford after a move from the old Apple Tree Records location. Alcorn started as a 17-year-old, and when Deadpan closed shop 7 years later, he bought the few crates of records not liquidated, and
he sold me the fixtures. All the fixtures in the store belonged to Deadpan Alley.
All the racks?
All the racks, yeah. And I think part of it belonged also to Apple Tree Records, so that's just been handed me down.
Alcorn has now owned his store, named for a Fugazi song, for 14 years, twice as long as his tenure at Deadpan Alley. Working there is where he formulated the vibe he wanted for his own record store one day.
I've always said that I like my store to run like a Cheers-like environment, so I try to learn everyone's name if I can. If you're in here once a week, I definitely know your name. If you're in here once every other couple of weeks, I probably know who you are, or I know what you've been buying.
He's like a human search algorithm, not unlike digital algorithms Pandora and Spotify pay software developers to create.
It might not be something that I'm personally interested in, but I'd like to have a fun conversation about music, and I might listen to something and be like, oh, you know what? Elliot might really like this.
That's partially why I go in there. Like, they could be friendly faces and everything, but it's also awesome to get into in-depth discussions and kind of have an opinion.
That's Elliot Lusk. He's a junior biology major at ISU and a graduate of Bloomington High School. He was in Waiting Room Records shopping for new sounds on this afternoon. Lusk said he also shops at North Street Records and Reverberation Vinyl and appreciates when store owners get to know his tendencies.
It's definitely shaped my own musical tastes, and each of them have definitely shown me something, either that or know that I've liked something and like held it aside for me, and they're like, oh, here, check this out, and I've dug everything that they've shown me.
There is a buzz happening that, like the local music scene in general, Bloomington Normal is viewed by many as the place for records in Central Illinois. John Huff is a graphic designer in his late 30s who lives in Champaign-Urbana.
One of the first things we do when we're traveling is, you know, hit up the local record stores and see what's in there. And I mean, having three shops in a town this size is great.
Shopping with friends in late January in Reverberation Vinyl, Huff said feasting on three stores in one stop is a bonus, but ultimately it's what's in the bins.
I'm really impressed with lesser known genres like electronic music or just the kind of like the quirkier stuff. Like a lot of record shops you'll go to is just like a ton of
rock, pop, kind of the same stuff that everybody has. And then those sections tend to be very small. But here they have like a really robust, some unique stuff in here, which is always great to see.
It's also music not generally stocked in chain stores or easy to find online.
What I did miss the most, like when I was just doing digital, was like being able to go in the store and get those recommendations from somebody who worked there. When you're online, it's just like, here's everything ever. You know, there's like no real curating of it.
The Twin Cities has roughly 1.5 more record stores than Peoria, though Peoria has a metro nearly 2.5 times larger. Springfield has 2 stores, ditto Champaign-Urbana, well, 2.1, although CU has a university footprint nearly twice the size of ISU. That's where Veronica Glatt is a senior in fashion design. She believes ISU is at least partially responsible for the success of the local record store scene.
So we have lots of people that come from different places who might not necessarily have record stores, like a lot of people from like the surrounding smaller towns in this area.
Glatt has been hanging out in Twin Cities record stores long enough that she now works part-time for North Street Records. She thinks the thriving record store scene is also related to the vibrant, broader music scene with multiple music venues.
We have like bigger bands will come to the Coliseum, and then we have the Castle, and then we have like Meltdown Creative Works, and like I know people who still have like house shows even in this town and stuff. So the local music scene is pretty strong, so it makes sense that there are record stores to back up the musical interest in this town.
And those local musicians riff off the stores. Aaron Dooley is with the Bloomington-based psychedelic rock band Gay Neighbors.
There's been so many records I've just taken a chance on. Maybe it looks cool or the description of it's interesting, and that inspires you to start pushing in new musical directions. If the bands that are playing in town are inspired by that stuff, the people that enjoy listening to the local bands will then be like, oh, what are your influences? That just starts generating more bending.
That bin digging in the digital age runs the age spectrum. But as they have since the vinyl boom began a decade ago, college students like Elliot Lusk are driving the market.
I guess it kind of seems more real and upfront, and it's also kind of the convenience factor. When I'm here and I want something, and I can just go ahead and listen to it and have it right there, right then. Whereas online, it would be having to wait the 3 to 5 days shipping.
But there's also something else about a record store Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon can't replicate.
I feel like it gives me kind of an excuse of things to do. It's the modern day drugstore, you know, hanging outside, as well as shop around and meet friends and hang out.
Sidney Machillin Cavanaugh is one of those friends he was hanging out with on this afternoon at Waiting Room Records.
I'm not in quite as frequently as Elliot is, but I would say the main reason I'm going to record stores is the social aspect.
Machillin Cavanaugh is a Heartland Community College student.
A lot of times if I don't have anything going on in a Saturday afternoon, me and my friends are walking around downtown, we'll just come in and browse for like half hour, 45 minutes, and so it's nice to kind of see what they're interested in, see what I'm interested in. It's just kind of a nice way to spend a day.
Record stores as a social hub, that's not new. But it's interesting that in the digital age, when chains like Best Buy are ditching CDs and soon vinyl, so many, especially younger people, still crave human contact and camaraderie with their music. Jared Elkhorn at Waiting Room Records cultivates it.
I don't know how many people come in the door and they'll say something like, well, your competitor sent me down to you. And I'm like, yeah, and I'll send you right back to them. Like, that's having two stores, especially us being so close together, it's why battle about it? Like, we can thrive together if we work together.
It's an interesting comment in a dog-eat-dog capitalistic society. You'd think Jared Elkhorn, Jeff Wilson, and John Anderson would be eyeing each other warily in spite of their 3 decades of shared history. But like Elkhorn, Wilson doesn't see it that way.
Those guys are both my friends, too. You know, I've been in the business a lot longer than both of them, so they were all really good customers of mine. So we're all really good friends and stuff, so the last thing I'd want to do is piss them off.
And John Anderson of Reverberation Vinyl thinks it would be a, quote, bunk move to try to poach customers from stores owned by guys he's known and liked since he was a teen. For him, it's not about market share. It's about mission.
If I'm going to do this, if I'm going to make this my life's work and spend every day, you know, and every night, I'm going to do it pushing the music that I like and that I want to get people into. If you're looking for reasons why I did this, my whole attitude toward it, like freedom's a big piece of it.
Jeff Wilson says at North Street Records, he's busier than ever.
I remember when I worked at Mother Murphy's back in the 80s, we'd play checkers in the summertime because it was so dead out here. I'd get laid off for a month because there was nothing to do in the summer. Nowadays it's so busy that I barely even know when the semesters end because there's so many people in town.
And John Anderson doesn't see this trend going away anytime soon, as kids are again growing up in houses with record players and people of all ages continue to buy vinyl. For WGLT, I'm John Norton.
Other stores selling vinyl in the Twin Cities include Bobsey Bay in downtown Bloomington and pawn shops including Midwest Exchange, Monster Pawn, and McLean County Exchange. Discover more local music and hear from artists playing in Central Illinois on the GLT Music Podcast. Find it on NPR One or your favorite podcast app. You're listening to Sound Ideas and the Beatles. Thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal with stories and interviews today from Ryan Denham, John Norton, and Laura Kennedy. Find the full show podcast and individual stories and interviews at WGLT.org. We want to know what you think of Sound Ideas. Post comments at facebook.com/WGLTFM. You can even call and leave a message about Sound Ideas at 309-438-WGLT. I'm Mike McCurdy. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.